Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the director of Impact Prayer Ministry as well as a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana. Here this morning with a Thursday morning edition of encouragement and prayer. So I spent time with God this morning continuing through the Here Am I devotional. Today's topic is wrapped around being called to be genuine. There's so much in our life, in particularly in this era of digital technology, that it's easy to present ourselves as something we're not. And this is true of individuals, it's true of businesses, it's true of churches, that we can create a facade that isn't real. And so many times we turn to the marketing geniuses and say, what do we need to look like in order to attract people, instead of turning to Jesus and lifting him up to attract people? And the Bible's pretty clear on how we ought to operate and on what our focus ought to be. And so many times we look at those who are genuine and we kind of look down on them because, well, they just don't have the right polish or the right presentation, or they don't give the image that we want people to see. And Paul writes, and he talks about, warns us not to forget who we were before we were called, what our life was about, to live a life that's genuine, that others can see the transforming power of God. One of the problems that Jesus addressed often was the whitewashed tombs, as he called them, the image that the Pharisees tried to present, but they weren't living. And so many times we cover up. And I'm not talking about living with no discretion, but I am talking about being genuine and honest with people, using the discretion and wisdom that God gives us in order that they would have hope. One of the things I've talked about various times as I have opportunity to teach is my life as a student, growing up so fearful of people that speaking to others one-on-one or in group settings was extremely painful and therefore not done very often. And to be able to share that with people as God has given me the opportunity to address and live with those fears. Not that they've disappeared, but it's the power of God that works in me that gives me the opportunity and the ability to share his word, to teach about prayer, to speak to individuals and to groups. And so many times it would be easy to just present a front that I'm this charismatic person that loves speaking to people, and yet that would tend to put the focus on what I'm able to do rather than on what God is able to do. And I believe when God calls us to be genuine, when he calls us to be honest about who we were and who we are, the big reason behind that is so that he gets the credit, he gets the glory. Years ago, I wrote a brief article I entitled, Tell Your Story and Give God the Credit. And it's part of that being honest about the things that you've lived through, the things that you've endured, the patient endurance, as Scripture would call it. And including in those stories how God has used that for his glory and for his benefit, to give him the credit for helping you to overcome the things that at one point you probably thought were impossible to overcome. And I think that sometimes the longer we live in Christ, the longer we live as his children, the easier it is for people to look at us and to assume that we've not struggled in the way that they have. To assume that it's always been easy for us to do the things that God has called us to do. And yet, throughout my life and throughout the lives of the people I know, throughout Scripture, the greatest work seems to always be done in an overcoming mode, in a mode that takes our weaknesses and reveals God's strength. So as we live life, it's okay to admit that we're afraid of something. That's not the same as letting fear control us. It's okay to admit that we're angry about something. That's not the same as letting anger control us and sinning. It's okay to admit that we struggle. That's not the same as being defeated and allowing temptation to win. You see, being genuine paints us with the same brush, in a sense, that others are painted with. And it reveals God at work within us. So many times as I go through life, I see something in my mind and me that can't be right. And it's part of that wiring of my mind that makes me so fearful of people that also helps me to see things in a very literal sense. And so when I see a television commercial that's painting this glossy image on something that I know isn't, it's so humorous almost to think, well, that's not really what that is. That's not what that's like. That's not the real story. And so many times we look at the way Christianity has been presented throughout the ages. And sometimes it's been presented inaccurately in a very dark and judgmental way. And sometimes it's been presented inaccurately in a very casual and polished way that doesn't present reality. And God calls us to be genuine, to recognize his work within his body. Today, as we live through another day of varying restrictions and still searching for some answers to the COVID-19 issues and pandemic and other terms that we've become accustomed to using that we've not been a part of our vocabulary before. How can you live life in a genuine way that represents Jesus? What is it that your neighbors need to see and hear from you that represents Jesus? What is it that your family needs that helps Jesus to be seen in a better way? What is it that your coworkers, the strangers you cross paths with, need you to be? What is it they need to see in you so that Christ is more visible? You see, we're not called to be genuine just for our good and our purposes. No, we're called to be genuine so that Jesus Christ can be visible in us and he can be glorified in our life. Today as we pray, I would ask you to spend time considering how genuine you really are. Considering how concerned you are with image that's not real. It may be an image that you want things to be, but if it's not real, it's false. And to present that before you've reached that is somewhat misleading. And so pray about not only how you can be more genuine, but how you can genuinely get to where you need to be, where you want to be, but more importantly, where God wants you to be. We plot and we scheme and we develop plans of ours. But God's desire is that we would develop plans and live plans that are His as we seek Him first above all else. So let's spend some time this morning in prayer. Father, thank You that You are a God that calls us to be genuine, to be honest with ourselves, to be honest with You, to be honest with one another. Father, forgive us for the times where we try to cover up the things that, well, we'd rather people didn't see. The things that would be helpful for their growth, but might not portray us in the light that we want to be seen in. Father, give us a great spirit of discernment to know how to be genuine in a way that's truly helpful and not enabling others to bad behavior. Father, as we consider life in these times of pandemic, in these times of uncertainty, in these times of fear, in these times of loneliness, may we live in a genuine way that helps others to see how the power of Christ within us overcomes the struggles that even a global pandemic can bring. Father, as You work in our fears, as You work, help us to work through our loneliness, as You encourage us to deal with and put aside our anger, may we be the instruments that are used to help others see how You can do that in their life. Father, may we be mindful about presenting You accurately, about presenting who we are accurately. May we not forget where we were before we came into relationship with You. May that genuine knowledge of how You've transformed us help us to see how You can and desire to transform any person that we come in contact with. Father, today I pray that every aspect of our life would be open to our ability to see how You see it. Father, not so much how we see it, not even so much how the world sees it, but more importantly, how You see it. Father, may we live in such a way that the world has hope, because they see a person in us living not only for Christ, but living with Christ. Father, today as we interact with people in whatever fashion it is, whether it's with our family, whether it's through social media, whether it's through phone calls, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a stranger at the store that may be fearful of even being anywhere in the same building with other people. Father, whatever it is, help us to have a heart of compassion that can be genuine in ways that are good and helpful and pleasing. Father, I continue to pray that you would remove this virus from the face of the earth. I do pray that you would protect those that are caring for the sick. That you would watch over the children in our homes and in our community. That you would give parents great and caretakers great wisdom in protecting and caring for these children. I pray that even the genuineness among us would give children hope and courage to find the joy that can be had through Jesus. Father, as we live life in ways that are similar to a year ago and in ways that are very much different, help us to see how you've walked with us, even as we've walked with you through all of this. And Father, as we walk with hope, as we walk with courage, may we not shy back from making it known that you're the source of that hope and you're the source of that courage. Father, may our hope and courage not be lived out in such a way that it's seen as foolishness, but may it be lived in a way that draws people to Jesus. Father, I pray that every aspect of our life would revolve around how can we honor you. Father, for the times that we seek to honor ourselves, forgive us and help us to see that motive behind what we do so that we can remove it and allow you to transform us into the humble servants that we ought to be. Father, it's in the midst of uncertainty that many people begin to really have to look at themselves in ways they've never looked before. Father, I pray that if we see things within us that we don't like, may we bring them to you. May we come to you openly and honestly and seek your help in changing us into who you would have us to be. Father, for those today who are alone and feeling abandoned, I pray that your spirit, your presence would be made known to them. I pray that their names would be brought to the mind of others so that we can make the calls and send the messages, write the notes. Father, as your spirit prompts us to action, as we pray for people, may we take those actions. But may we never forget the value, the incredible work of praying. Father, as we come to you knowing that you've called us into conversation, may we spend the time in your word and listening to your spirit as we speak with you. May we take notes and put into action the things that come out of our conversation. Father, may our prayer life be genuine in that it's not just words, but it's a growing relationship with you. Father, today I pray that in everything that we do, that with appropriate discernment and an understanding of the situation, we would live honestly And in that honesty, we would lift up Jesus in all things, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.